Hare Krishna. Mridanga player. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Janara Lava Grivara Dhanari Jaya Gopi Janara Lava Yasoda Nandana Rajana Randana Yamuna Tera Havana Yamuna Tera Havana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Janara Lava Grivara Dhanari Jaya Gopi Janara Lava Grivara Dhanari Yashoda Nandana Brajana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Brajana Nandana Yamuna Tera Havana Chandhari Yamuna Tera Havana Chandhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन गिरिवर धन हरि। जय गोपी जन गिरिवर धन हरि। यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तेरा रन चौधरी। यमुना तेरा रन चौधरी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे। जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे। जय राधा रामन राधा रामन राधे। जय राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी राधे। जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे। जय राधा गिरिधर राधा गिरिधर राधे। जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे। जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम।
সত্য শিশুমার ছিলা এই শিবক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী ছিল প্রভুপা দেখি জয় শ্রীপাদ পরমহংস ছায়া সত্তা সত্য শিশুমার ছিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত ঠাকুর স্বামী ছিল প্রভুপা দেখি অনন্ত করে বৈষ্ণবরি দেখি জয় শ্রীরূপ শ্রী সনাতন ভক্ত রঘুনাথ শ্রী জীব গোপাল ভক্ত রঘুনাথ সর্গ সন্ত ভুখী প্রেম শেখ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রী গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দকে শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ বিনাচ্যাম কুন্দ রাধা কুন্দ গিরি গোবদানকে শ্রী বৃন্দাম ধামকে শ্রীমতী ধামকে শ্রী মায়াপনী ধামকে শ্রী জগন্নপুরী ধামকে তুলসী মহারানী ভক্তি দেবীকে গঙ্গা যমুনা দেবীকে হরিনাম সংকীর্তন যজ্ঞকে শিশি গৌনিতাকে শিশি কৃষ্ণ বলরামকে শিশি রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর কি গৌ প্রেম নন্দে হরে হরে অল গ্লোরি স্টুডিয়াস সামিল ভোটিস অল গ্লোরি স্টুডিয়াস সামিল ভোটিস অল গ্লোরি স্টুডিয়াস সামিল ভোটিস অল গ্লোরি টু শ্রী গুণা শ্রী গুণাঙ্গা অল গ্লোরি টু শিল প্রভুপাদ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय নারায়ণ নমস্কৃত নরম চাইব নমোতর দেবীম সরস্বতী ব্যাসাম ততো জয়ামুদীরয়েত নাস্তপয়েষ ভদ্রেষু নিত্যম ভগবত সেবায়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতী নৈষ্ঠিকে সো উই আর রিডিং ফ্রম দ্য শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ফিফথ ক্যান্টো টোয়েন্টিয়েস্ট চ্যাপ্টার টেক্সট নম্বর টোয়েন্টি নাইন টিল 32, there are no purports to this, so I will, just one short purports. I will read the Sanskrit and the English, and then together we will read the 33rd verse and then the translation and purport. I will chant the Mangalacharan first, and then I will start because there's a small purport, and I will speak a few words also on that. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येनं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च শ্রীরূপম সাগর জাতম সহগনা রঘুনতন্বিতম তম সজীবম సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదం సాగనా లలిత శ్రీ విశగన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణ సింధు దీన బంధు జగత్పదే గోపేశ గోవిగంత రాధాకంత నమస్తుదే తప్త కంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరే వృషభానుసరే దేవి ప్రణామమి హరే ప్రియ పంచకల్పతృభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ ప్రీతానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ జరి గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే హరేర్నామ హరేర్నామ ఏవ కేవలం కౌలం నాస్త్యేవ 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 గతిరన్యత. సో టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 29. ఏవం ఏవ దాది మందుదత్ ప్రత పుష్కర ద్విపస్తతో ద్విగుణయామ సమంతత ఉపకల్పిత సమనేన సదూదకేన సముద్రేణ బహిరవిరితో యస్మిన్ బృహత్ పుష్కరం జ్వలన సీకమాల కనక పత్రాయుతాయుతం భగవత కమలాసనస్యాద్యాసనం పరికల్పితం. So I will just read the translation, not the word for word. It is quite evident also. Outside the ocean of Yogurt is another island known as Pushkardvip, which is 6,400,000 yojanas, 51,200,000 miles wide, twice as wide as the ocean of Yogurt. It is surrounded by an ocean of very tasteful water, as broad as the island itself. On Pushkaradvip, there's a great lotus flower with 100 million pure golden petals, as effulgent as the flames of fire. That lotus flower is considered the sitting place of Lord Brahma, who is the most powerful living being, who is therefore sometimes called Bhagavan. So it is quite interesting and a wonderful description here of these various islands here in this chapter, the structure of the universe. And here the information is there about Lord Brahma and the sitting place, which is quite amazing, a lotus flower with 100 million pure golden petals. It is practically inconceivable. And so, of course, materialistic persons, they will doubt these descriptions. But the devotees, they have full faith in the descriptions which are mentioned here, because they have approached a pure devotee just like Srila Prabhupada. And then by practicing devotional service, the devotees, their faith is actually increased, because they get practical realization and they understand that whatever is mentioned here in the Bhagavatam is the absolute truth. But the materialistic persons, they may not accept. Also here significant, it is mentioned about Bhagavan, although usually Bhagavan is referring to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and especially Swayam Bhagavan, ete cham sakalapum sam krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead, is Krishna, the Adipurush Krishna, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may be addressed as Swayam Bhagavan, but all the other expansions of Krishna, so they are usually addressed as Bhagavan, all the Vishnu Murtis. But even empowered living entities, as in this case Lord Brahma, is addressed as Bhagavan. Even we can see throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, like Lord Shiva is addressed as Bhagavan, Sugadeva Goswami is addressed as Bhagavan, even Lord Indra is addressed as Bhagavan. Also the priest of the demigods, Bhrigu Muni, is addressed as Bhagavan. So because they are actually representatives of the Supreme Lord, because they are fully engaged in devotional activities, and just like the spiritual master, so sakshat daritvena samasta sahasraya. So it is mentioned in all the scriptures that the spiritual master is as good as Lord Hari, because he's fully surrendered with body, mind and words to the service of Lord Hari. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in our case of course we worship Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, is situated in the heart of the pure devotee, and the pure devotees are situated in the heart of the Supreme Lord. So therefore these great personalities, they are addressed as Bhagavan also. Text number 30. Tadvipa madhya manasottara namaika eva vachina parachina vasayor maryada chalayuta yojana krochayamo yatra tu chatushru dikshu chatvari purani loka palanam indradinam yatu parista suryarathasya merum paribramata samvatsaratmakam chakram devanam auratrabhyam paribramati. So translation, in the middle of that island is a great mountain named Manasottara, which forms the boundary between the inner side and the outer side of the island. Its breadth and height are 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles. On that mountain, in the four directions, are the residential quarters of demigods, such as Indra. In the chariot of the sun god, the sun travels on top of the mountain in an orbit called the Samvatsara, encircling Mount Meru. The sun's path on the northern side is called Uttarayana, and its path on the southern side is called Dakshinayana. One side represents a day for the demigods, and the other represents their night. Purport. The movement of the sun is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Yasya gaya brahmita sambrita kala chakro. The sun orbits around Mount Sumeru for 6 months on the northern side and for 6 months on the southern side. This adds up to the duration of a day and night of the demigods in the upper planetary system. So here also the description is there of and previously also it is, has been explained about the month, which is according to the solar, the lunar calculation, is divided in two parts, Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha. And actually, we can see that the Vaishnavas, so they are always keeping Krishna in the center, and they will relate everything in regards to Krishna. So we have also heard from the Bhagavatam that, for example, 360 days are there. See, 365, it is mentioned 360, of course, then 5 extra days are there, and also nights. And so there the different personalities are presiding over each day and each night. And even we can see that according to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we say the dark fortnight is known as Krishna Paksha, or as explained here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the bright fortnight is known as the Shukla Paksha. And as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as followers of Mahaprabhu, so we call this second month, the bright fourth month, the second part of the lunar month, as Gaura Paksha, so in remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and here the description is giving of the sun's path, so Samvatsara, so the path is known as Samvatsara, the orbit of the sun. And then When the sun is in the northern side, it is known as Uttarayana, Ravi Uttarayana. So the different names are there for the sun. So one of them is Ravi, and is explained here in previous verses, Martanda or Bhaskar or Hiranyagarbha. So different names are there for the sun. And the sun is a representative of the Lord also, as explained. And therefore they're offering prayer to the sun god. And but always the Vaishnavas remembering Krishna. And even, for example, all the titis which are there in this bright fortnight and in the dark fortnight, there's the personality of God that is presiding, is residing in every titi, actually. As we know, we are observing Ekadashi titi, known as also as Harivasar. It is explained according to Sanatana Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilas that the Ekadashi Titi, that is actually of the lunar, according to the lunar calendar, the 11th day, Ekadasha, the 11th day. So two parts of that, and then one part of the Dvadashi Titi that is known as the Harivasa, the day when Lord Hari is being worshipped, and he's residing in that titi, and the Vaishnavas are abstaining from taking any grains on that day. But every day there's one expansion of the Supreme Lord who is presiding over each day of the bright fortnight and the dark fortnight. And even, as we say, the Krishna Paksha, Gaura Paksha, the Samvatsara, the year, different expansions of the Supreme Lord are presiding over each of them. And also in the Ravi Uttarayana, the Ravi Dakshinayana, so there's one expansion of the Lord presiding over this part for the 6 months in the northern side and 6 months in the southern side. So it is quite interesting and description here, and it is the huge dimensions are giving here of these different islands and the oceans surrounding the island, and each time the double of the size of the previous one, and the huge mountains are there and huge rivers are there. So for ordinary persons it is quite inconceivable. But the devotees, they are faithfully, even sometimes we may not be able to fully understand this description, but we simply hear attentively for our purification, and we may get some realization by the mercy of the Lord and the Vaishnavas, and there's always so much more to learn. The more we go on hearing and even repeatedly hearing, the more we will get some realizations which we may have not realized previously. Text number 31. Tadvipasyapi adipati prayayavrato vidihotra namaitasyatmajau ramanakadhataki namananau varshapati niyujyasa svayam purvajavat bhagavat karma shilayavaste. Translation: the ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj Priyavrata named Vitihotra, had two sons named Ramanaka and Dataki. He granted the two sides of the islands to these two sons, and then personally engaged himself in activities for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like his elder brother Medatiti. Text number 32. Tadvarsha purusha bhagavantam brahma rupinam sakarmakena karmana radyarantitam chodharanti. Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. For the fulfillment of material desires, the inhabitants of this tract of land worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as represented by Lord Brahma. They offer prayers to the Lord as follows. So now we recite together. Yattat karmanayam lingam Brahma lingam jano jvacche Ekantam advayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate nama iti Yattat karmanayam lingam Brahma lingam janurchayet Ekantam advayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate nama iti Please recite. Yattat karma mayam lingam Brahmalingam janorit Ekantam madvayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate namaiti Yattat karmaniyam lingam Brahmalingam janorit Ekantam madvayam shantam Tasmai Bhagavate Namaiti. Matajis. Yattat karma mayam lingam Brahma lingam janarchayet Kantam madrayam shantam Tasmai Bhagavate Namaiti. Yattat karma mayam lingam Bhama lingam janarchayet Ekantam madvayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate namaiti Yat which Tat that Karma mayam Obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system Lingam, the form, Brahma Lingam, which makes known the Supreme Brahman. Jana, a person, Archayet, must worship Ekantam, who has full faith in the One Supreme. Advayam, non-different, shantam, peaceful, tasmai, unto him, bhagavate, the most powerful, namaha, our respects, iti, thus, translation of purport by his divine grace, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, Lord Brahma is known as Karma Maya, the form of ritualistic ceremonies. Because by performing ritualistic ceremonies one may attain his position and because the Vedic ritualistic hymns become manifest from him. He is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without deviation and therefore in one sense he is not different from the Lord. Nevertheless, he should be worshipped not as the monist worship him but in duality. One should always remain a servitor of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Worshipable Deity. We therefore our respectful obeisances unto Lord Brahma, the form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Purport. In this verse, the word karma mayam, obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system, is significant. The Vedas say, Sadharmanishta Shatta Janmavi Pumam Virinchatam Eti. One who strictly follows the principles of Vanasham Dharma for at least 100 births will be rewarded by the post of Lord Brahma. It is also significant that although Lord Brahma is extremely powerful, he never thinks himself one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always knows that he is an eternal servitor of the Lord. Because the Lord and the servant are identical on the spiritual platform, Brahma is here addressed as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But if a devotee serves him with full faith, the meaning of the Vedic literature is revealed to him. Therefore, Brahma is called Brahmalinga, which indicates that his entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. Srila Prabhupada ki. So here, the ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj, Priyavata Vitihotra, and his sons, they offer prayer to Lord Brahma, and of course, so as explained here, so is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as we know from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has spoken this transcendental knowledge, the Chatushloki Srimad Bhagavatam, to Lord Brahma himself. Jnana Vigyanam Tatsahitam. So he has explained to Lord Brahma that I'm giving you this knowledge, this transcendental knowledge, Jnanam. And it is then explained by the Supreme Lord himself, and by engaging in the activities which I've also supplied, by giving this transcendental knowledge, then by executing devotional service, then one may attain vijnanam, practical realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So which is actually very confidential. And that is only available to those who are actually engaged in devotional service. So it is not sufficient simply to acquire transcendental knowledge. So many scholars are studying these scriptures, even in the West, especially in Germany, there have been many scholars who have studied these Vedic literatures, and they have so much knowledge, but they don't have any practical realization because they are not engaged in devotional service. So one has to gain transcendental knowledge, and then one has to perform devotional service under the guidance of the pure devotee. And so Lord Brahma, so is most fortunate because he was directly instructed by the Supreme Lord. As also explained in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Rida Ya Adi Kavaye. So Vyasadeva is explaining that Krishna, who is the Absolute Truth, Vasudev, Satyam Param Dhimahi, unto whom we also meditate. So Tene Brahma, again this word Brahma is there, which means this transcendental knowledge, so that he has given to Adikavaye. Adikavaye refers to Lord Brahma, the first, so to say, poet, exalted personality, who is qualified to give this transcendental knowledge to others, who is qualified to perform this devotional service or the activity of creating this material world under the direction of the Supreme Lord, and creating so many bodies for the different living entities to act in this world. And as explained here, karma maya is known as karma maya. So he has given the process by which we may approach the Supreme Lord. And not only that, but even as explained here, ritualistic ceremonies. And therefore he is to be respected. So even in our case, he's actually after the Supreme Lord is the Adi Guru. He's the first spiritual master in our sampradaya. So we are also should understand and should offer respect to him. So another significant point here is, it is mentioned Advayam. So the Supreme Lord is non-dual. So the Supreme Lord is completely transcendental to this world of here birth and death, and there's pain and there's happiness and there's distress, there's pleasure and there is pain. But the Supreme Lord is completely transcendental to this material world. And similarly, the pure devotee is also transcendental to this material world. And they are fully absorbed in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here in this case, Advayam is translated by Srila Prabhupada as non-different. So the devotee here, Lord Brahma, has explained that is a jiva. Mostly the Lord Brahma is a jiva who has explained here that by Srila Prabhupada, Sodara Manishta Shatta Janmabi Pumam Virinchatameti. So Virinchi, another name for Lord Brahma, by following Swadharma, the Dharma of the Vana Ashram, by following that perfectly, Shatta Janma, 400 birth, so he has attained his position of Lord Brahma. So that is the most qualified, most pious living entity when this creation takes place. So he comes to the post of Brahma. And so usually, mostly the Lord Brahma is, of course, a great devotee of the Lord, is a representative of the Lord. And many times he's a pure devotee, and then at the end of the creation, he will enter to the spiritual world again. And so here, Advayam, he is not different from the Supreme Personality of God, that is explained, Sakshat Daritvina Samasta Sastra. He's directly Hari, the pure devotee, the spiritual master, because he's fully absorbed in rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so therefore, he's worshipped every day. Even it is explained in the scriptures that before worshipping the Supreme Lord, before worshipping Krishna, we have to worship the spiritual master. For example, the pujaris are there, they're offering aarti in the morning, or they're doing any seva on the altar, waking up the deities. First they will wake up the spiritual master and take his permission, then they will wake up the Supreme Lord. And then before doing aarti, they're offering pushpanjali to the spiritual master. And then only they will do aarti to the Supreme Lord. And similarly, when the doors are closed, the abhishek is there, the bathing ceremony of the Lord, and the deities are dressed. But before that, the spiritual master is worshipped. Soda Sapachar Puja. The supreme, the deity of Prabhupada is bathed also, and then is worshipped. And then only the Supreme Lord is worshipped. So by the mercy of the spiritual master, so we are able then to approach the Supreme Lord. And the devotees, for example, when they worship the spiritual master, they will recite various prayers to the spiritual master, like Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Anumilitam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in darkness, but by the mercy of my spiritual master, who has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge, so everything is revealed to me. Another point Prabhupada is making is that although Lord Brahma is in this exalted position, he's always very, very humble. He never thinks himself one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the one of the qualities of the pure devotee. He's most humble, humility. The main quality of the devotee, pure devotee, is ekaika sharanam, Krishna ekaika sharanam. He's fully surrendered to Krishna. And if one is fully surrendered to Krishna, then so many, as explained, 26 qualities are there. They will all manifest naturally. So one of them is humility. Although he's fully surrendered to the Supreme Lord, he may be able to offer so many services by remembering Krishna, by always glorifying Krishna, by serving Krishna with his body. But he's remaining very humble and feeling himself very insignificant. And he's giving all glory if he's able to do something to his spiritual master, or the Supreme Lord. So that is the humility of a pure devotee. So those who are performing this Vana Ashram properly, so they may come to this position of Lord Brahma, and then they may be able to do this very amazing work of creating this world under the direction of the Supreme Lord. They are the secondary creator and of so many then bodies which the living entities are occupying according to their desires, according to their consciousness, according to their activities. Then they may have different bodies. So it is all very wonderful and very amazing. And it is achinta beda beda tattva. It is achinta, it is inconceivable. Krishna is inconceivable. The spiritual world is inconceivable. Even the material world is completely inconceivable. But by surrendering to the Supreme Lord and His representatives, and by reading the scriptures, by hearing from the devotees, we can get a glimpse of the spiritual world. We can get a glimpse of this material world, which is also almost unlimited. So it is achintya, beda beda tattva. It is simultaneously one and different from the Supreme Lord. So the pure devotee, the jivatma, has the same quality as the Supreme Lord. Ishvara Parama, Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. So Krishna is the supreme controller. And he has a transcendental body, Vigraha. Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. So the living entities are part and parcels of Krishna. So they also have a transcendental body, eternal body, full of bliss and full of knowledge. So this way the living entity is not different from Krishna. And so especially then the pure devotees, they become empowered by the will of the Lord. And they can do wonderful activities, devotional service. Even for example, the Pandavas, so they were extraordinary kshatriyas, they had so much strength, as we know from the Mahabharata. So they become empowered because they are fully surrendered to Krishna. Or Srila Prabhupada is always empowered to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And as a result of that, so many unqualified persons, especially in the West, who have no idea of this Vedic culture, Vedic civilization, of this path of devotional service. So they have become qualified to perform devotional service, to worship the deities, and make rapid advancement on the path of devotional service, and realize their spiritual nature as the eternal servant of Krishna. So that is because they are surrendered, and then the empowerment is there. So by the Supreme Lord, so He's empowering the pure devotees, and the servants of the Lord, of the spiritual master, they may also get some empowerment, and then they can distribute so many books, they can take nice care of the temples. That is by the mercy of the spiritual master. So the empowerment is then handed down from the Supreme Lord to the pure devotee and then to his disciples. And then in this way then also this transcendental knowledge is distributed in the parampara, guru parampara. And the Adi Guru is Krishna. And then as explained, Lord Brahma is there. And then of course Narada Muni, then Vyasadev. And then of course so many great personalities, Madhvacharya in our line, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord Himself, and then His followers are there, and then the six Goswamis, Surya Damodar, Rai Ramananda Roy, the six Goswamis, and this way this transcendental knowledge, Brahma Shabda Brahma, Brahma Gyan is handed down in the Guru Parampara, and by receiving that we can advance, and then we can also come to this transcendental platform and make our life perfect. So the human form, when that is achieved, so it is there to perfect our life and realize that we are not this body, that we are spirit souls, and that we are eternal sons of Krishna. and we may then realize our relationship with Krishna. So as we're discussing here about different days also of the lunar month, today is actually Amavasya Tithi. So Amavasya is the new moon, so as explained, of the Krishna Paksha, the dark fortnight, the Amavasya Tithi is there. And so Prabhupada has explained that are auspicious titis are there. One of them is Ekadashi Tithi, but he has explained Amavasya and Purnima Tithi, they are also considered to be auspicious. And we can see that that is followed by all the inhabitants of Braj, of the holy places, and those who are studying the scriptures. On Ekadashi they will chant more, they will not take any grains, and they may do parikrama of Vrindavan or Govardhan, or maybe Navadvip, they will go there and visit some holy places. But also on this Amavasya Tithi, for example, this morning I was going for Mangalati, there were so many persons doing parikrama, because it is an auspicious Tithi, auspicious day. And of course, most auspicious then is the Purnima Tithi, the full moon, day and night, and then Krishna is also very much enlivened. Of course, Krishna is Atmaram Aptakam, is completely self-satisfied, but he's performing his wonderful pastimes in Braj, and when he's seeing the full moon, then he knows that at night time we can see everything very nicely. So he can perform his pastimes with the gopis very nicely. And one of the most wonderful pastimes, most famous pastime, and that is the Ras Lila, the dancing with the gopis at night on the full moon day, when the full moon is completely bright and round. And so on that night he's performing the Ras Lila with his most dear devotees, the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani. And on that day, we can see then the devotees who are worshipping the Lord, they are doing everything, they are relating everything to Krishna. So on the full moon day, they will have a white dress, which is also silver, because it is ruled by the moon. And the color of the moon, of course, is white. And nighttime, everything is white. And so, Radha Krishna, they meet and they don't want to be seen. So they have a white dress. And so today on Amavasya, it is dark fortnight, and nighttime it is very dark. We cannot see anything. And therefore, the deities on this day, they are wearing dark, a colored dress, black dress. So then when they're going out at night time, nobody can see them. So, and then they're going out and they're meeting in a kunja, and they perform the pastime at night also. Of course, some light is there, because Krishna is a source of all light, and Srimati Radharani also, they are most effulgent. And actually the Brahma Jyoti, or the sun and the moon, they're getting the light from Krishna's transcendental body. And the Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of Krishna's body. And of course, Srimati Radharani, she is the Shakti, the Tej, also the power, also the effulgence of Krishna. So they are giving light to the sun and the moon. And so therefore, even those who are worshipping the sun by chanting the Brahma Gayatri, Om Bhurbhuvasva Tat Savitur Varenyam, so they are worshipping, only externally speaking, the sun, but actually they are worshipping the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is the origin of the sun also. And it is mentioned sometimes that if there is no qualified personality to take the position of the sun or the moon, then the Supreme Lord himself, he will take that position. Today, so is Amavasya, also one Vishnu Murti, I can't remember the name, is presiding over that day. But we are more concerned with Radha and Krishna because we want to enter into Golok. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar, he's not different from Radha Krishna. So he established the chanting of the holy names, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As the Yuga Dharma. So he can give liberation for those who want to go to Vaikuntha. But specifically he came to give Braj Bhakti. And especially also the Unadurjalaras, the bhav of the gopis. And so therefore we are more interested in remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And so today it is not just Amavasya, but it is Amavasya which falls on Monday, Somvar. So that is known as Somavati Amavasya. That is very auspicious. Because on that day, in Braj, there's one forest known as the 12 forests. So one forest is known as Bandirvan. And so Krishna is performing his pastimes every day in the different forests. So this particular pastime is there in Bandirvan. So today, on Somavati Amavasya, when the Amavasya falls on Monday, there's one well there, which actually Krishna, he made that well. Because one time the gopas, they were there, that is across the Jamuna, and they were thirsty. And they didn't want to go to the Jamuna, although Jamuna is not far. And the Jamuna water is very, very wonderful, very tasty. But somehow, just for the pastime of the Lord, then they were telling Krishna, Krishna, I'm very thirsty. And they didn't want to go to the Jamuna. And Krishna said, no problem. And just with the heel of his foot, he made an imprint in the earth, and then from that, then the water came. Some say he did with the flute. Maybe one time he was doing the flute, and one time with the heel of his foot. And then water came, and then they could quench their thirst. So it is mentioned, and it's actually a fact, that you can go there and see for yourself. And if you have faith, and you have nicely chanting Hare Krishna, you can see that early morning, the water inside the well will turn into milk for a little while. So that is most auspicious. And so the devotees there, for Dinubandhu used to go, but now he's somewhere preaching. But he used to reside more time here, he was president here. And so then he used to take the devotees there, and they were going there and doing Harinam and distributing halva on that day, because many, many devotees are going there to take darshan of the deities there and to take bath there, take water from the well and to purify themselves. And for the Grihasthas also, who don't have any children, it is mentioned, if they want a child and they have tried to have a child and they have not been successful, they can go to Bandirvan. And if the lady is going there, and if they are then taking bath on that day with the water from that way, well, they will surely become pregnant and get a child. So therefore mostly they are going for that reason. And you can see so many ladies are taking bath because they want to have a child. Or also those who have a child but they want to have a son, then they will also go there and they pray, and then they will get... So we have also practical experience of that from many devotees who didn't have children, but then they got a child also. And we are even more interested and to go more further and hear some Leela of the Supreme Lord. So there's one Vat Briksh there. Banyan tree is there, a very big banyan tree, very beautiful banyan tree. Just perfect for Krishna to perform his pastimes there with the gopis under the tree. And then one time, Nanda Baba, he was there with Krishna, taking care of the fields and
And suddenly there was some thunder and some lightning there. And somehow also Srimati Radharani was passing by. And they were small, 5-6 years old. And then, so Nanda Baba is thinking, well, it is going to rain now. So I should send back Krishna and Radharani home. So he told Radharani, you go with Krishna back home. So of course Krishna was very happy and Radharani was happy too. And then they're walking home, and then they're going, they're reaching there, and this Vandirvan, and they're there, and then by the will of the Lord, then suddenly Lord Brahma, we're speaking about Lord Brahma here. So coincidence is there. If you worship Krishna, then there are so many wonderful coincidences there. I was just in the mountains in Dev Prayag near the Ganges River, and then there's near Vyasghat, where Vyasadev was staying, who was writing Bhagavatam there. It is mentioned he was writing there the Bhagavatam, speaking there to his disciples also. And of course, above Badrinath, he was speaking the Mahabharata, and then Ganesh was writing down. And then so I was taking darshan evening, I was giving Bhagavad Gita class, reading, and then there's Ramchandraditi there. So I thought, let me just pick a verse from the Bhagavatam and from the Bhagavad Gita about Purushottam, because we were worshipping Krishna, Lila Purushottam, and praying Purushottam Mahaprabhu. And then Ramchandra is Maryada Purushottam. So I thought, let me speak about Ramchandra, let me speak about Krishna and Mahaprabhu Purushottam. But let me speak about Bhagavad Gita also, because there were some new devotees there. Because we have to give the basic knowledge also. And then, I was reading and then about Purushottam, and then in purport, the last line also, Prabhupada is explaining about Vyasadev. So everything is connected ultimately. Another day it was just Ekadashi, and in a purport Prabhupada was writing about Ekadashi, that we have to follow Ekadashi. So now here we are just reading about Lord Brahma, and then we're speaking about the pastime in Bandirvan. And Lord Brahma was there, he appeared suddenly. And then Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they became Kishore Kishori, 11 years old, and then suddenly Lalita Vishakha also appeared there. And then they performed the marriage ceremony of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And Lord Brahma himself became the priest, chanting the Vedic mantras. And the gopis were assisting. And they were tying the cloth together of Krishna and Srimati Radharani as it is done in the marriage ceremony. And that so much, then of course Krishna was happy, Radharani was happy, and the gopis were there. And that so, of course, they always enjoying transcendental bliss, the Supreme Lord and all the devotees. And then, of course, it is Prakat Lila here. And then after that, a few moments later, Krishna and Radharani again, they became small boy and small girl. And then they walked home. So that happened in Bandirvan, so a very beautiful pastime. So Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and Srimati Radharani is his eternal consort, and everything is included in Radha and Krishna. So, but we worship them in Parakya Bhav, that they're not married, but actually they belong to each other and they're also married at the same time. But it is known in the pastime that in Parakya Bhav, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and Radharani is performing pastimes with Krishna. She's the internal energy. And so from one point of view, so they are performing the pastime of Parakya Bhav. That means they're not married to each other, but they perform pastimes. But this Sakya Bhav is included in that also. Of course, it is very elaborate subject matter and we don't have time, because it is 9:10 already and we should stop. So we are reading the Bhagavatam and his description, but we always try to keep Krishna, Radha Shyama Sundar, in the center of our life, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful purpose and his instructions in the other purpose he has given and the previous acharyas, so we are reminded of what is the essence of life. And so the essence of life is to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sisi Radha and Krishna and his Madhurya Bhav. Hare Krishna. Grant Rachimara Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sisi Gonitai ki. Sisi Krishna Bharanam ki. Sisi Radha Shamasundar ki. So in Vrindavan, every day is a festival of the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And whenever we speak of festival, there's also prasadam. So after every festival, there's prasad at the end. So here we also having some prasad for everyone. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji one side and Mataji's other side.